You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, guys. And welcome.
Cheers.
It's my turn now. Welcome to...
It's your turn for
well,
what?
Well, your turn was last... Last, you did
Nobody
the game.
Knows. Anybody watching RuPaul
Hello.
Is not watching the game.
Well, they could have like moved have. Over from the
I'm
game.
Just messing with you.
Whatever. And we've been civil, please.
I smell popcorn.
Welcome to RuPaul's Drag Race After Show.
That is food reference number one.
I know. I'm your host, Kenny Harrison, and sitting next to me,
Jackie Borowski.
And across from me,
Cameron Marston.
And the very lovely, very talented, very beautiful.
She is.
Courtney Stewart.
Okay.
I thought she was going to say my name.
No.
I'm not a star. You say my name,
dang it. Everybody.
I don't say my own name.
No, whatever.
What's wrong with you?
Okay.
I've never been on the inside chair before. It's very exciting.
Cool.
Okay.
I know how Cam feels now.
I love it.
I love it.
Okay. I'm glad you all like your seating arrangements. We are brought to you by Bing, and I don't have my dialogue, so
Bing is for doing.
There you go. Look at that. Oh, snap. Jacket is almost
She's going for After Buzz of the Month.
Hey, Bing is for doing, and if you're doing it right, you binging.
That's right. So Bing it up. Bing, Bing, Bing.
Bing.
We are here. We're on episode 5 or 6.
Our host doesn't know.
I got it off of IMDb that it was episode 5.
Move on.
But apparently it's episode 6. It is entitled Float Your Boat.
Yes.
It was a fun episode. I love it.
I loved it.
It was fun.
Great.
Wait, hold on. For the listeners and viewers, Kenny's saying that he loved it, but before we came on, he was like, oh, this is going to be fast. I'm going to make this fast.
No, but I mean, there's a lot to talk about. But
wishy-washy, like last season.
No. But I have to thank the viewers. Well, no, because people have been commenting on our iTunes
and
our YouTube. And
they make great comments.
Yeah, and it's not all that, positive.
No. There's lots of positive.
It is positive. It's not always negative, but it's very constructive, and I really appreciate it. So continue, watch us.
As long as you're watching, that's okay.
Exactly.
Even
if you're making fun of us.
You can hate on me all day.
Well, we don't want haters. We just want positive.
No, you can love Courtney. Love Courtney.
You can hate, because I think it's hilarious when they hate. But we appreciate their comments.
Because if you hate us, all we're going to do is make a boat with our face on it. Just saying.
And sail it down the shore.
Don't hate, because that shit
wins. I also have to point out that we may be having a special... caller calling in.
Surprise.
So I'm not gonna say who it may or may not be, but I'm
just in case they don't call in.
Just in case they call in. Yeah, exactly.
Don't call in.
So first thoughts about the episode.
Boobsforqueens.com.
That's one thought.
That just cracked me up.
Boobsforqueens.com.
That is a website. And
I thought she was going to say, that is a wig.
That is a wig, bitch. And those boobs were enormous. And David said they all start at C. Like, and then go up to J.
Oh, I thought... when she said, I thought they start at C. I thought, like, the actual water. C.
No, they start at size.
Why are you so happy over here?
Because life is good. And I'm trying to smile and blink the eyelash out of my eye.
What was your first initial reaction for the entire episode?
The boob thing. I'm glad Jackie brought that up, because that just...
if you're supposed to be girls, like, no girl would just, like, rip off her shirt and be, like, shaking her boobs.
But that's so...
Wait, hold on! Yeah.
There's videos!
That's what the whole premise was.
Spring break. But it doesn't look real. That was the problem.
That's not the problem. No, the point is there are men dressed in as girls, and they have these big, enormous, like, titties. And, you know, I thought... My only problem was is that when they were sitting on the table, the boobs by themselves,
like
they weren't...
They had brown ones.
They have all color boobs.
And I another question that I had is, which one did Jiggly pick up?
I was curious.
Because they had brown ones and they had the white ones. And
well,
I was,
that's the thing. There isn't a lot in between that. And that's kind of bothersome because it's like still the racism with the boobs. Can we get a little... Some of us are in between. Everybody's not chocolate.
Like, look at Cameron. He's like very in between. We don't know what color boobs he would wear.
Like at Victoria's Secret, their nude bras range from...
White.
Well, I got a bone to pick with Victoria's Secret and their nude bras. But anyway, we're not talking about that. Go on.
No, but my gripe about the episode.
I was meaning to bring it up. But I just know that I worked there and I was like, two colors. Okay.
My gripe was that
they
when
took
the
away
boobs.
Their, like, golden.
Well, when the boobs were sitting on the table, they weren't censored. But then when they had them on, they were censored. And I understand why.
They were censored.
Like,
because they had nipples.
You mean once they...
No, but the nipples...
Oh, they were?
You're right.
But when they were on the table, they weren't simple. You can
because they're a prosthetic on the table, but when you actually put on somebody's body, it can be construed by children as that's actually their titties.
That's really interesting.
God forbid, makes no sense. I know, right?
The important part, which I was glad they addressed in Untucked, was... Because the whole time I'm thinking, while they're on the stage and the water was coming, I'm thinking, Do people not know what happens when water hits sofa cushions?
Yes, Latrice's butt squishing as she walked out. That was, I was like, why? And the problem
those
I
are
had,
sponges.
Untucked, they kept re-showing it. I was like, we saw it once. It's
no, what
okay.
Was
it,
no, what was she saying? That's why I don't dress up in drag when I go swimming. Because I get out and there's no water left in the pool. I think it's hilarious.
I felt bad for Fifi.
Why?
Because she lost her wig. She lost her titties.
She no, she needed everything. To get her shit together.
That was awful.
Well, let's introduce.
And
this,
the titties just fell
this
off.
Was the main. The mini challenge was.
Wait, hold up. She's in charade category. I'm sorry.
Oh. Well, Fifi has made strides in my world, which we'll talk about soon.
Well,
I've changed my perception of Fifi.
Let's backtrack. We should introduce that the mini challenge was the spring break. The girls had to dress up, put these fake boobs on, and do wet t-shirt contests, which was fun. I enjoyed it.
I thought it was a great.
Yeah, I thought it was hysterical.
Funny.
And so we were talking about Fifi, and everything just came off. It just wasn't working.
Well, and then you just tie them around your neck, the boobies.
Oh my god!
Because I was confused. I'm like, are they velcroed? Like, why are hers flying?
But what was that? I was more.
She wasn't even juking all that hard.
No. And I was more impressed that a lot of the wigs stayed on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Except for hers.
Yeah.
Well, if you're a good trainer, if you're a good trainer, you can keep your wig on.
You should be able to keep
your wig on. Because what was the, was it Sharon Needle? Someone was, no. One of them was
whipping
around.
That was actually Milan, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was
beginning?
Milan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good.
That was good.
My only qualm with the whole thing was the fact that some of them you could just outright tell were fake because of the way they were handling them. It's
the
boobs.
The boobs.
Oh, well.
You could still jerk your boobs around and make them look real.
I'm sorry, the queen
this
of
is how you know
over here.
Jackie is a straight girl.
Yeah.
She said she had a qualm with trans.
I just thought it was hilarious that they had these big prosthetic.
Hey, Willem's boobs looked real. They looked real.
But then they had these shirts that were intentionally shredded across the top, so the boobs
break.
Were so girls gone wild. Come on.
Yeah.
You know.
No, but I'm just talking about people who, like, when you rip, they would rip off the shirt, and then you're just looking at a prosthetic.
Well, they don't really have boobs.
The illusion of having boobs.
Calm down, okay, Jackie?
Maybe when Michelle Visage...
Would you like a drink?
Michelle Visage, here's my thing. She always points out, like, you need the right hip padding. You need the right... Like,
Shaping.
But this was a mini challenge, and they didn't have 2 days to work on it. They only had, like, 30 minutes to... And even Sharon Needles was like, I don't really do this. I don't know the hell I'm doing. You know, she quickly did whatever she had to do, you know? It was a quick mini challenge.
But I think you should take everything seriously and try as hard as you can.
So you are a competitor.
This is not RuPaul's best friend race.
Bitch.
So we understand where Jackie's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So was Willem your favorite?
Real quick, let's go to that special guest you guys were talking about. Hold on, let me answer the phone.
Because we all know that he can make
mistakes. Because Ronnie be having struggles with the phone.
Michelle knows I can make some mistakes too. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, from the RuPaul Drag Race show, the judge. Michelle Visage hanging out. What's up, Michelle?
Yay. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Michelle.
I love it.
How are you?
I good. Are you ready for me?
I'm not sure. Because I have a thing that I always get your last name wrong.
Service the taste, Miss Thing.
So that's why.
How do you say it?
He says Versace because he's country.
I'm from.
No, there's no R in it. We'll keep that for Versace.
We tried to explain that visage means face.
Hello.
Well, I'm from South Carolina, Michelle. I don't really know that.
Michelle, you can rip him all day. It's all good.
So how are you, love? How, what's going on?
Life. Drag Race every Monday night on Logo and loving it. Are you guys liking this season?
Loving it.
I want to hear who the favorites are.
Well, I'm mad you sent Kenya home last week.
Yeah, we really liked Kenya.
No, I didn't.
You know I don't send them home, right? I just...
Yeah. Girl, you pack the bag. Don't lie.
No, I may have Mama Ru's ear, but Ru does the sending home. I just sit there like a good girl.
All right.
But do you, like, we all have our favorites. Do you have your favorites?
That's a good question, and I get that a lot, especially on Twitter. And for me, as each week unfolds, you learn more and more about them, mm-hmm. about the queens on the runway, because really, I don't get to see everything until the show airs, because it would be completely unbiased, mm-hmm. or it would be completely biased, rather. So to give me an unbiased view, I don't get to know them, I don't know anything about their personality, so I only see what comes out on the runway. So with that said, it kind of changes every week, just like everybody else. And then when you get to see their personalities more and more, it's like, oh.
Well, that brings up a question that I have for you, Michelle. So now that you're watching the show, do you kind of regret some of the critiques, or not necessarily critiques, or some of the contestants that went home early in the season?
You know, it's always hard, especially when the first one goes, because you always think there's so much more. Like, Alisa Summers is somebody who I would love to have seen more of. Mm-hmm. Once you get to see the personalities, it definitely changes the way you feel about them. And I don't know. I still think I'm true to my critiques. I still think I'd feel the same way, you know? Because what you see is what you get, and that's what I'm judging.
Right.
Right. I actually have a follow-up question to that. They made, in Untucked, they made a reference to Willem. Willem's obviously a fan favorite, and they made a reference to him being a judge favorite. Do you feel that he was, like, consistently a judge favorite throughout the season?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. It actually took me a very long time to warm up to Willem, and I called him on it, I think, last week, and I was like, look, I don't know who you are at all. You stand up here, and you give his body, and you're just so hard. Like, this exterior is just... I don't know who you are.
Girl, because he didn't have friends. He doesn't have friends in the real world.
Then came the fake crying breakdown, and I was like, oh, no.
That was going to be my question. So what? were those crocodile tears?
To me, they were crocodile tears. So, I mean, if you see me, you know, I give faces, and I was like, no. But I think that helped, because if you saw last night, there was a lot more personality in Willem that we've ever gotten yet all season.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But he's very funny. And the more I see, I mean, I love that really sarcastic kind of delivery. Mm-hmm. So I love him more watching it now than I did when I was actually there.
Right. I find it quite interesting that you don't get to see them at all except on the runway. That changes.
Think about it. They even sequester me from them. Like, they had us staying in different hotels. And if you think about it, if I got to know them, say I get to know three of them, that's not fair to the ones that I don't get to know. So, you know what I mean? You naturally get pulled to the people that you know because, you know, so that's why they do it, and it makes complete sense. So I'm completely objective when those queens hit the runway for the first time.
Now, another question that I had was last week we saw that Sharon Needles, her Snatch Game impersonation was of you. Mm-hmm. Did you get a chance to see like all the material?
Full,
without the editing, or did you only get to see what we saw on
air? I saw what you saw, and I did not know it until I was heading up, like hair and makeup done. And as I go to sit down, and they're prepping me for what we're about to see, they said you might be surprised, and I'm like, why? They said, somebody's doing you. And I quickly in my head went through the Rolodex. Like, who would have the balls to do me, A? B, like, who could pull it off? And then it didn't even dawn on me until, like, bam, the lights are on. I was like, oh, my God, it's Sharon. Nobody else is that twisted. And I am so honored and so flattered that somebody would even think of doing me so soon. It's only my second season in. But I am quite a caricature, so... It's not that difficult, but it's ballsy, and I think she did a great job.
Now, we love that choice. We thought it was a great choice.
Now, does that
very brave?
Does that sway your vote any way for the rest of the season? Just give me a little. You can
honest
be honest.
To God, nothing. I cannot be swayed.
Good.
Not just
so
a little bit.
Cold,
come on, just a little bit.
I swear, I cannot be swayed. You know, I have my growing favorite. Probably about five of them that are in my list of growing favorites. Sharon's definitely in that list. But, you know, it's what I like about this season is that you got a whole bunch of different personalities, and that's what I'm enjoying seeing unfold. You know, last season was all about glam and fashion, and this season's more about kind of crazy personalities and, like, these touching stories you're hearing about that these boys have to go through and have gone through.
I did notice that this season they're putting a little more emphasis, at least in the untucked versions, they're putting more emphasis on the personal stories. I mean, at least the sad stories.
You know what? And I don't think they're doing it. I think it's just coming out because they've been through it. You had Latrice, who was locked up. You got Fifi, who's got no family that wants to, you know, claim her. You got Madame LeClaire, who was the same way. It's very, very sad, but it also brings to light a very real situation. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Being gay in America, And not only being gay, but being a drag queen. So, you know, the family gets hit with a double whammy, and a lot of them are shunned, and it's really, really sad. So we're getting to know what they're going through.
Hey, Michelle, I wanted to jump in on a question that the guys here were talking about last week about Logos programming and stepping away from having... Kenny knows, I think, the stats on that. Mm-hmm. That they are going away from gay programming, just kind of what your thoughts were on that?
You know, I don't know what people are talking about and where this came from. I was asked this the other day in an interview. All I can say is it's 2012, and it's such a gift that we are on TV. Mm-hmm. It's such a gift that Logo takes a risk by putting gay men and gay women and drag queens on TV. Do you know what that is? I mean, that's huge. So for us, they're our number one fans, and we're their number one fans. Nothing is changing as far as I'm concerned.
Well, we actually got a lot of articles that came in over the last couple of weeks saying that they're getting, like, Drag Race, as far as I know, is going to be on Logo. However, the A-list franchise may not get renewed. They're bringing in other programming that don't have gay and lesbian and bisexual and transgendered characters as the lead for the Logo network. And I was wondering, well, it sounded like you didn't hear about that or I'm not aware of it. But.
I haven't heard anything about it. Like, nobody told me about it, but I can tell you that Logo is completely supportive of the LGBTQ community. Right. They'll never, you know... RuPaul's Drag Race is not going anywhere. We're not changing who we are and what we are and what we stand for. And let me tell you something, with the commercials that I see on Logo, like Eden's World, there might not be a gay on it, which I don't even know at this point, but who's going to watch that? Hello, gay men.
This is true.
This and is women.
Gotta,
I mean,
pay the bills.
That's a pageant queen, little girl. You know right. what I mean? So I wouldn't worry or ruffle your feathers about it at all because we're not going anywhere.
Yeah,
because
it was a little heated in the studio last week. I got a little upset about the programming, but...
Understood. But again, you know, sometimes things get blown out of proportion.
Right.
When you know, it's like politics. You know how it is. If somebody's not there to represent both sides, things will get completely blown out. So mm-hmm. I say, don't worry about it. Logo's got the gay community's back always and forever.
Good.
Good to know.
So I'm not sure how much time I have with you, Michelle. Is there anything outside of Drag Race that you have lined up? Any special projects or anything?
Besides world domination.
Amazing.
Well, you can
I'm
include
working
that.
On a few things, but, you know, nothing I can really talk about yet. But in the meantime, you know, focusing on Drag Race, and we've got a lot of great things in store. I mean, this season alone, there's still so many twists and turns that are coming up, you guys. Like, if you are huge fans of the show,
get ready because
it's going to go down.
Can you give us a little
taste,
just a little
something?
A little bit. Come on, just a little.
Okay. It's a very different...
we don't want you to...
The way it comes to a head towards the end is very different. There's a big twist that's never, ever been done in drag racing.
Two winners.
And my boobs just keep getting bigger and bigger.
Speaking of which, speaking of which, so before you came on, we just saw the episode where they did a wet tea contest. And yeah. My big issue with the wet tea contest, which everybody was I said I had a qualm with it. Everybody was making fun of me because I was frustrated that the queens were just ripping off their shirts and basically exposing the prosthetics instead of giving you like a little, there were only a few select body. Few queens that were giving you a little bit of a hint of those, that the idea of those being real. And so you always comment, especially with Fifi, about the correct padding, the correct body shaping. I was wondering what your take on that was.
On the wet t-shirt contest?
Yeah.
Well, see, that was just a mini challenge, and that was meant to be campy and funny, and it did get sloppy when Fifi had herself off. Like, what were you doing? You know what I mean? I think Willem did it right, and that's why Willem won, and Chad did it right. And Latrice did it right. She see her butt squish when she walked in.
Split.
They even censored something when she did the little leg split too. So
so funny, but normally. You know, you've heard me be vocal like last season. I have an issue with somebody who just relies on them and wears them all the time. They annoy me because they get in the way. They make your neck shorter. They just change your silhouette every once in a while for a certain outfit. I get it, and I love it. Mm-hmm. I didn't like seeing the lines of them last week, so I know what you're saying. But I think it was just a mini challenge, so it was just meant to be really stupid, and they totally won that with the stupidity. I loved it.
So when the queens come out on the actual runway and you guys are watching and critiquing, do you prefer that they wear prosthetic boobs? I mean, because we had one contestant, I think it was Alexis Mateo, who wore them every week last season. And then I noticed that one of the judges, it might have even been you, who last night's episode, I think for Milan, like her body... that she doesn't pad at all. Is there a certain time where you pad and
you know what?
And...
It depends on what you're wearing. Raja never padded last year, very rarely, and she won and never did boobs. You know, it's about illusion. Mm-hmm. It's not about doing the same thing. It depends on the outfit. Like Willem, you know, with that lace Tarantino number, did rock the breastplate and looked amazing, but 99% of the time he rocks a flat chest. It really depends on the outfit, but if you're going to go for real fish and you're going to make that body work, then you better pad it right. Don't, like, Alexis
Lumpy.
And Fifi kind of do the same thing. They pad their waist too thick, and it's like, girl, you got to try to make your waist look small and your hips and your boobs look big. You're doing it backwards.
So this is what I want to say, because out of all the judges, I mean, Rue usually makes campy little comedic statements, but Billy B, I'm sorry, Michelle, he's a little jaded for me and kind of angry all the time. But,
he's just old.
His comments are usually, they come from like a more of an aesthetic, holistic view. And Santino, I think he has a fashion, I guess, sense from viewpoint. Yeah. But you probably have the most transparency.
Yeah.
You know, that's true, though. That's the difference. I grew up with drag queens. I was literally raised since I was 17 by the drag and gay community. And for me, it was a matter of being immersed in it, whereas Billy has painted plenty and you know, divas, and he's a big queen himself. And then you have Santino, who is fashion. So you have fashion and beauty. I, on the other hand, lived it. Mm-hmm. So that's the difference, I think. They both add great critiques. You know, Billy's Billy. And Santino has his point of view as well. But mine's, you're right, and that's very perceptive of you, but mine's definitely
girl, there is
being
a beautiful
in.
Picture posted right now of you.
There
serving
is.
A soft pink
yes.
lips and greenish
green eyes.
Ooh.
We have a photo gallery going on here.
Very nice.
Oh, all right, I'll have to check it out.
I think the boobies are a little bit smaller, but you're covering
I know, right?
them, maybe.
Woo. Oh, there's my old radio shot. Tommy Jr. knows me from those days.
Those were the days, yeah. I'm going to do a little photo gallery, just some memory lane for you. So this is the next shot. You could just kind of explain, you know, just what you think of the photo and some good memories and all that.
This was when I was Hot 92.3 in L.A., and this is when that radio station was actually really, really good. And we got to do mornings, and it was so great because the station was new. It was all the old school jams, and that was really, really fun, and that brought me to L.A. in the first place. This one was really fun because this was Rick Fox's, and there's a really good story about that, too.
Rick Fox's girlfriend.
Eliza Dushku and Sarah Rue, who's got a pilot that she just landed. She's got a new show coming out.
Cool.
So Vanessa Williams did the show the first season, Rick Fox's ex-wife, and then Eliza did it following or later on in the season. So that's why Rick did it this season. So it's kind of like, you ain't going to do it, and then I'm not going to do it, and then you're not going to do it. So.
Oh, that is right. I remember Vanessa Williams.
She was like, I think the first show of my very first show, Drag Race.
Yeah. Well, hold up, girl. Now we got cheekbones. You are snatched.
Well, that's me. What can I say? I live for hair and makeup and nails.
Girl,
and
did your show painted?
That was me in my morning show in Florida. You like my headphones?
Yes.
Cute.
Where in Florida was this show?
That one is West Palm Beach. Okay. Really, you have to show this at like 5 o'clock in the morning. Which is what I just
wanted to point out that Michelle has been grinding. You know, she'd wake up at 4 a.m. to do a radio show.
And
when we
put
we,
makeup on, girl, get it.
Wait, did you do your own makeup?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you are a tranny.
I just told you I was raised by queens. I can paint.
There you go.
Yeah, I can paint. So, seduction. Yeah, for 17 years, I've been getting up at 2:15 to 2:30 in the morning to do morning radio. Yeah.
Wait, is this you rocking blonde?
Blonde hair. When I was in a girl group, probably before your time, children, I was in a girl group called Seduction. And that's me. I'm the sister laying back. No, just kidding. I'm the blonde girl. And that we had 4 pretty huge hits. 3 of them were top 10.
Cool.
You're My One and Only True Love, 2 to Make It Right, Heartbeat, and Could This Be Love with Us was our slow jam in 1990. And that album went platinum. That
By the way,
great. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say we were all around when all that went down. So
they lie. Okay, they lie. I had to school. But wait, you're serving as showgirls in red right now.
I know. The red hair is rocking.
Yes, this was the RuPaul show on VH1. We did this for over 100
years.
Remember that?
Yes.
Those were the days. Rue and I have been together for a few years, let's say. We're both a little bit long in the tooth. We've been around and we work well together. So those days were really fun. And I believe that RuPaul show was way ahead of its time.
Yes, it is.
And that's why I believe, that's why I'm really happy that Logo took a chance on us. And it's a great marriage. Thank God for Logo to bring great shows like RuPaul's Drag Race, which is everybody's favorite guilty pleasure. And we love it.
It's my favorite. Yeah. And I don't really like reality TV.
I thank you guys for having so much passion for it because it's people like you that keep our little humble boat afloat, you know, and we thank you for that. It's so much fun to do. I can't think of a better job, and it's people like you that really make it worth it. So thank you so much for watching.
You're absolutely welcome.
Thank you for being here.
I personally like to say that you are my favorite judge. Aside, along with RuPaul, I think, because you're honest and your critiques are always on point, and I appreciate that.
Ooh, question. We had a question about the commentary that's done on Runway, right?
Right.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, Kenny. Yeah.
So when you guys are doing your funny critiques as they're walking, are those
post?
Yeah, post. Or are you saying
no? Those are as time, you know, right there.
So when they're walking, you guys are like ripping right there. I love it.
Oh, wow.
I love it.
It's super uncomfortable. Like the first time I did it, I was like, oh my, okay, they can hear. All right, I'm just going to do it. So I shouted out like a friggin', you know, street walker yelling at some chick walking down the street. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they hear it all, you know, but the thing is, the music is just loud enough that you're hoping that they don't hear that I just called, you know, whatever.
That's awesome. That's great. Well,
yeah, but it's real time.
That's awesome. Well, Michelle, I'm not going to try to say your last name.
This.
Sash.
Bing.
Thank you, Michelle, for calling.
Thank you so much.
You are amazing. You're beautiful, and we love you here.
I love you more, and I can't thank you enough. And thank you so much for having me on AfterBuzz.
And if you're ever, I don't know if you are you in LA?
Yeah, I'm in LA.
Okay, well, we got a studio. You should come and hop over. And come visit
us. It's not in your garage?
Well, it used to be.
I can't say it's in a garage, but you should come visit.
Come visit us.
Come visit, Michelle. We'd love
to have you. Absolutely, we'll come visit. You tell me when, and I will be there.
Okay, we're gonna exchange phone numbers, and
but
I'll
you
text
come,
you later.
You gotta come painted, though.
Yeah,
honey, I don't go anywhere. Remember that.
So yeah, we'll get you the information. We'll get you in the studio. We'd love to have you.
Thank
Fantastic.
You so much.
I will be there.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you,
babies. Good night.
Good night. Oh, I love her.
I love her.
So I guess we'll
call Ronnie props for that.
Yes. Good, Ronnie.
In the memory lane trip.
Yeah, that was amazing. Good job, Ronnie. Because he held up Photo Gallery. I'm like, the hell is Photo Gallery? What does that mean? And then that was really nice.
I mean, the thing is, I really do like her. I mean, I got to tell you guys, not too much off topic, but when I did do radio with her, one of the things that was fascinating for me is she would be the one who would be willing to take herself there. She would be maybe not serious at times. She was serious, but she would joke about herself, self-deprecating. Mm-hmm. And it's cool to see her have success after that. You know what I mean? Because other stuffy radio people, and I come from radio, so I know all about the stuffy radio world, you know, she would always just air out everything, and if people didn't like it, they didn't like it. And now look at her, she's on a TV show, so that makes me really happy, you know, the whole situation.
Props to you,
but
Ronnie.
I think that's why we like her as a judge, because she just says it like it is, and she just says what people are thinking, and she doesn't say it in like a jaded way, she just says it in an honest way.
Which is why I'm glad that you brought the whole Billy B and like Santino thing, is that they are, you can tell
it's I like Santino.
Well, it's written on their face.
I love Santino.
I love Michelle now. More now than before. So let's just go ahead and take a break right now, and then we'll come back and we'll get into the rest of the show, and then we'll move along.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you. After Buzz TV.
Hi. I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzz TV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different aftershows, from Boardwalk Empire, to American Idol, to Vampire Diaries, to Real Housewives, and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
And we're back, and we're coming down from our high because we had, if you are just joining us, we had
Michelle Visage.
Thank you. And she was.
Kenny loves her, but can't say her name.
I can't say her name. And she is absolutely. It was so gracious for us to talk to.
Yes, yes.
Girl, thank you,
what language are you speaking? She was so delightful.
My orange juice is just causing problems for me tonight. Yeah. Anyway.
They offer that gin and juice.
So. Thank you again. Thank you, Miss Michelle, for calling in. So let's go back real quick and just recap the end of the episode. We had the runway, the showboats, and basically the queens had to design a boat for Pride and make an outfit for it. Mm-hmm. And
well, that's a question we had in viewing. Did you have to make the outfit? And apparently you didn't have to make it, you just had to put one together as opposed to making it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because it seemed like Dita's was made.
Yeah, Dita made the comment. Somebody made the comment.
Sorry, we can go in order. I'm sorry.
Yeah, let's go down the list.
Can we? I would like to start with her, actually.
You want
to
start with Dita?
Yeah, she was given red. The boat was actually not that bad, but what?
I like the pants.
The pants are great.
I like the top.
But you
I didn't like the belt, though.
I like the top.
What? This is drag race.
Wait, I told her I
she
wouldn't...
She could have been drag for Clarissa Explains It All.
The top would have been okay if she wore something skimpy and trashy on the bottom. Like,
yeah, I mean, like Hooters type.
Like Daisy Duke.
Yes.
Yes.
She had
yes.
on, she had on
that top was okay.
She had on I Dream a Genie pants with
they were not I Dream a Genie pants. They were wide leg sequin fabulousness.
That was
she
not...
should have had something fabulous on top, covering her arms as Rue had told her to do. Yeah.
She had her big hair. Whatever.
Well, I liked her makeup though. Did you guys in Untucked when they were close up on her makeup? It was really pretty when they got close on her eyes in Untucked. She has a pretty face.
More hair.
I want her to go home.
And I don't like this.
She can't help that.
Her like it doesn't. Can't you shape that down?
Makeup can do a lot of things, Courtney, but it cannot change your.
It can make my nose like half the size. It can do something about the jawline. Come on now. Thank you.
You can contour it. Because the opposite spectrum is Latrice. And as much as that seems cute to some people, I honestly don't like it. I don't care about the old camp style drag makeup. That's too much.
Okay, so while we're on the subject, I actually liked, aside from the boots, because they were all right about the boots. The boots should have been gone. I liked the head piece and I liked the lips.
I thought the whole thing was amazing.
But the cheek makeup, it's the same every week. Okay. Bright orange, yeah.
Against the dark.
It wasn't as bad. It was blended a little bit more because it was just, like, right at the cheek.
This week,
right.
It made sense.
They take
though.
A card and.
This week it made sense. But it made sense with what she was wearing.
It was a lot better than last week or previous week.
But so. I loved the hair and Ursula.
And the lips.
Mm-hmm. It was great.
And her bow was beautiful.
Well, and her character. She has good charisma.
But is she wearing those boots because she can't wear heels?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She ain't got much choices.
Well,
at least she kept them on.
Michelle was the one that pointed out, girl, you have a great look, but I'm tired of seeing those boots week after week.
I guess there are like places that make shoes
because remember she had the short like
that's
half
rough
heel.
I would imagine it's not easy to find heels especially if you're because women with wide feet have a problem finding heels that are good so
I Jackie was with me when I bought my heels and it was
beauty
like,
knows no pain
exactly mm-hmm. And we found those in what 5 minutes
yeah we did
but exactly. Your feet aren't
you just go Latrice downtown to Hollywood
I
Chinese
they had
foot.
Ginormous shoes
for
and small
everyone.
Shoes for
I
everyone.
Mean it was just like you know their shoes for big people and I don't think her feet would be bigger than mine. Not wider, right? Just because her body is bigger.
Her
speaking of big bodies, Jiggly.
Okay, question.
Orange.
I just can't.
She had.
I can't.
She was given orange.
Where was Saint-Tropez? Could somebody explain to me, like, what part made it, like,
she on her sank phone. Saint-Tropez and then brought it back up and stuck it in a
geez.
Boat. She, I just can't. Why is she there?
I loved her hair and I loved her makeup.
Okay, so I even wrote down, but before she puts on the wig, what is with her hair?
Oh! It's like.
She always has a hat on. But now.
I've never seen it and it was like.
Does we see the hairline alone?
But it was a mullet.
Yeah,
and
it's like long.
Didn't it look like a prep or pre-horror story character,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And then the teeth and the gums.
Yeah.
You know who she looked like?
Yes.
Remember those?
Tales from
that
the Crypt.
So
no, the
The little
Rocky Horror Picture Show, the guy answers the door, the
yes.
Butler.
Yes.
The butler.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Jiggly.
I just shave it. Just
but
shave
what
it.
I mean, I can't. We can't. We should make fun of her body shape. But when she took off the cape.
Oh, Ken, wait.
Wait.
We're
so, Cam, the minute this happens, Cam and I are watching it. And the minute this happens, her cape comes up and he goes, she looks like one of those Easter eggs that you dip in the paint.
The oily ones, the iridescent ones, right? Remember you put the oil and it would stick to certain parts of the egg?
You know what I thought? You know those M&M commercials where the peanut M&M comes out with the legs and the arms? That's what I thought.
You guys are horrible.
Kenny's only being mean because he's skinny now.
I only have a question, though. So, is it... Okay. Oh. Okay, so she had the wrap on. Whatever. But, okay, so the breasts that are natural...
Those were real.
Those are her boobs.
He has breasts. Is it not a part of the dragness to lift and separate and make them look nice?
Well, that's the whole... Well, they said that everyone was already in drag and she was still putting her boat together and she ran out of time. So she didn't have time to...
tape and then
yeah, and put it... Make it
but,
not
but
lumpy.
She should have,
that shit
right?
looked nasty. I'm sorry.
I'm stuttering.
Well, because they were like little piglets. Like, or chiclets. Maybe that's what I meant. But like, and it was really bothersome because when, and even when they go backstage, and maybe this was an untucked, when she was sitting and everybody else has got their drag on and sitting.
Yes,
her legs were open.
Yes.
The chiclets were on her stomach.
Yes.
And I was just like, oh, it's,
and untucked.
Like, it's uncomfortable.
Her shirt was coming untucked and her boobs were just in her
they were
armpit.
Like, it was like flaps.
Yes,
just
yes
like,
that's why I just, I didn't know if you're supposed to like tape them away like they don't exist or if she should have been able to lift and
which is why I kind of question why she's on the show because
she should be on one of the criteria right?
Well, yes, and one of the criteria is creativity, like you have to be creative.
Yeah.
She is the least of the creative ones on the show.
The only reason she stays is because she happens to be good at lip syncing. That's it.
That's but see, that's kind of unfair.
And that's kind of unfair.
Yeah.
But.
So moving on, she lip sync against Milan with the yellow hair.
Oh my god, the two of them with the splits and the.
Wait, are we done with all the votes?
No.
Talk about the votes.
I moved on to Milan because she was next.
Oh,
and,
sorry.
You know, she had the yellow. She pulled yellow.
I like the yellow hair.
But I didn't like anything else.
Yeah, me either.
Like mm-mm. Her boat, she
what
wrote on it.
What was the dress? Was it feathers?
It was feathers, and it was like a. It's like it looked like something out of the Flintstones, you know,
or Mama's Family.
Oh yeah, yeah. It just.
And that's why I was confused because it was supposed to be like futuristic, and fashion forward or whatever it was.
Well, here's where I'm going to go to Willem next because she won the challenge. Her outfit, there was nothing. I thought Fifi's outfit was by far the best as
why?
Far as. Because it was fashion forward, it was part of the rules of the game. Like Willem's outfit was just—it was just a little.
My gripe about Willem's outfit is that the big reveal when the coat came off was whack.
That's what I'm saying.
Why was it a dinner?
I
like it by itself, but I'm thinking, okay, so he's got this glamorous boat that was actually very well done, and this Dolce & Gabbana coat, and of course the image in my head he brought something. It up was Carrie on the runway when she did it in Sex and the City,
right?
And she had on sparkly drawers. And he came out and just had a denim jumpsuit.
Here's the thing, though. This is part of the problem with like cameras not picking things up. When they did a close up and you could see him from here up, it was sparkly. It just didn't read that way.
But it was denim.
Yeah, it was like an overalls
bathing suit.
And there was nothing futuristic. I think the only
futuristic or glamorous.
Yeah, and I think the only thing that stood out is he actually got out of the boat and did. You know, presentation.
What episode was I watching? Was it supposed to be futuristic?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, it was supposed to be fashion forward.
Not futuristic.
Because when RuPaul goes in to check on them, he goes to Milan and he's like, oh, I want to go flashback to the past. And then and she was like, well, this is supposed to be.
Did Milan say? It didn't even make sense. I want to flashback to the future.
Yeah.
That makes no fucking sense.
Whoa.
Excuse my French.
Yeah, it's okay.
But
he was
Ronnie. She started it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm about to unhinge.
Moving.
Next time you can bleep me.
Oh, there's no bleeping here. Moving along.
Fuck.
So
speaking of Willem, though, I did think this was the prettiest he's ever looked.
Yes.
And I wanted that hair when he did Jessica Simpson. Mm-hmm. The wig
yes.
was on point.
That's
the
who he reminded me of tonight
point.
With Jessica
yeah.
Simpson.
Like he did.
Yeah.
And his body, of course.
But I think he's taking in a lot of the comments too. Like.
That's good.
I feel like he, in my opinion, he wasn't the best. I think Fifi should have won this.
No.
I liked her boat.
Who are you, Michelle? Call back.
I like her boat. I liked her outfit. I thought it
her
was
boat,
it,
really.
Her boat looked just like Latrice's, except it was purple.
She was just a purple people eater from the future.
And
I like that.
And her pat. Okay, so when she's standing, if you look at her butt from. Not profile. What is it? Face
head on.
Head on.
You saw her butt. Her saddle bags were lumpy.
Are you talking about the hips?
The hip right below
the cottage
on the side of the
thigh.
On top of the fact that she has a block abdomen, and that's what Michelle is talking about. Is you need to shape yourself if you're gonna make your hips wide and lumpy, then you need to narrow your waist.
And
if that means cinching it up or making the padding even bigger on your hips and your titties bigger.
Well, when she's a boy, she has an odd figure anyway. So,
but that's what padding is for.
She has a square figure.
Well,
I mean, if you're gonna pad right.
I thought she was my favorite.
Her makeup
was good,
great,
but
though.
I didn't think she was better than Willem.
They're right about her makeup is getting better.
I think it's gotten better.
I thought Willem was a little. I thought Fifi went far and beyond to go with the criteria of the challenge, and I just thought Willem was like, oh, I love Willem. I'm grown to love her. I didn't like her in the first episode. I think she's gonna win, but you know, for this challenge, I didn't think it was the best. Okay, so next would be Sharon Needles. with the green.
The snake. I love the snake hand. I love the snake hand. I just loved it. It was so amusing to me.
They did rip her in the Untucked about walking in high heels, and I've noticed that, and I happened to catch that in this episode. And I was just like, oh, she does walk like a duck.
She walks crazy.
Yeah.
Like, she looks unstable all the time.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what Kelly said was kind of cool, that she's not perfect, and it's kind of weird.
And it kind of works for her.
But I was disappointed, because when she said, oh, I'm doing the snake thing, and then she said, oh, but not Garden of Eden, I'm thinking, like, what did she say, Medusa, and turn to stone. Like, I thought I was going to get something, like, fiercely,
right.
like, snake angry. I felt like I got... campy, silly, like
right.
overly red Ariel lips. Like I felt like I was looking at the Little Mermaid that came out of this seaboat.
Why? Or like a poison ivy?
I thought
wrong.
I was gonna get more. Yeah, poison ivy.
I thought it was
wrong.
Fine.
Like it didn't. It was fine, but I was expecting more.
And then last we had Chad Michaels. The showgirls.
He's always beautiful, though. He's just always beautiful. Yeah. He's always beautiful and elegant.
This is one of the fly under the radar, I'll get to the next round mm-hmm. kind of thing.
I wish he would wear higher heels.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I wish he had really went to town with the showgirl.
Yeah, because it was kind of like a regular showgirl.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't that exciting.
So, Willem, we've already said, won the challenge. And then the bottom two were Jiggly, Caliente, and Milan.
Gummy Milan.
And wait, I wasn't
Jiggly
surprised.
Too, though. Jiggly's gums are kind of
all gummy.
And they danced to, they lip sync for their life to Lady Gaga. Do you have something to say?
I'm sorry. The funniest thing about the lip sync, did you guys notice when they went to slow motion when they both jumped up to go into their split and Jiggly's little fat legs were like,
oh, no. I was turning away.
Who made them go in so much? Like, who did that? Somebody in the NBA was like, this is some funny shit.
No. I can see an editor sitting there. I can see an editor sitting there and showing the producer, and the producer's like, oh, let's just watch that in slow-mo and see what happens. And they slowed it down.
One of the editors like, does this thing come out?
Nonetheless,
that was the worst. That I was staring in horror as Milan was ripping out of his clothes.
Why was he doing that?
He knew he was done for.
Yeah, it was like all or nothing. Might as well make a statement.
But it wasn't good. Like,
because he ended
Carmen
as a boy,
naked. We don't want to see that.
He did end up. He was very like
he ended
macho.
As a boy. Yeah.
Because he was like,
because he was born this way.
And I get it, but I was just
He knew he was going home.
Yeah, third time is a charm.
Time in a row.
Third time is a charm.
Jiggly ABDC'd him off the stage.
I just love the fact that when they did the splits, they were sitting next to each other on the splits.
Oh, but Jiggly got credit because she did it first.
Yeah, and then she did the what was it called when you get in the split and you go up and down? I don't know why I'm looking at you.
I was going to say that's something that Jackie does. Like,
apparently, I do this.
Where's Isabel Mora when
YouTube
you meet
it.
Her?
Bouncing.
So that was it.
Know.
Any final thoughts? Oh, I forgot to mention the judges. Kelly Osbourne was one of the judges.
Yes.
I loved her. And she came backstage and talked to them in the Untucked.
And she asked some good questions in Untucked. I loved it.
She did.
What'd you think of the letter from Kenya?
Hilarious.
Let's get to that real quick, and then we have to do predictions. Polly Parrott from, I'm mispronouncing her name. She was from NCIS, and I love that show. Yeah. So I'm glad. I like that.
You're like one of the few people in LA that watches that show.
I freaking love that show.
Because everybody talks about how it's like the hugest show on TV right now, but like nobody out here watches it.
It's been the number one show. It's the number one show on TV, period.
Yeah.
Aside
from blowing everything out of the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a great show. And this is good because consistently from. Like this whole season, they've had some recognizable judges, which is great. I mean, having Rick Fox on, and like that's just great for the show, as you know, Michelle said. So, anyway, let's go to real quick the letter.
The letter
from Kenya Michaels.
It was even written in bad English.
I know, it was
which
great.
Made me laugh.
That's great.
No, someone said, "Are you able
is it
to
legible?
Understand?" Yeah. I think
that's writing, idiot, not pronunciation.
Yeah.
But whatever.
I loved it. She ripped Jiggly and she ripped Dita. It's all good.
But notice they never said anything? She didn't say Latrice.
She didn't say anything about Latrice. And why did Milan tell Jiggly on the runway?
Oh, they're coming. They're gunning for you, girl. Be careful.
Because I'm sure there's a lot of shit.
Because they need drama. And that's the only reason they're keeping Jiggly there is for drama. Because there's no reason for her to be there otherwise.
You don't think she beat Milan in that lip sync?
I think she did,
She should have gone home in the beginning.
She beat that stage.
But she beat... She spanked it with yeah.
her taint.
Jesus.
Who said
Swiffer,
it?
Look at she Swiffer the floor.
Jiggly bits.
Towards her. After she got up, that black stuff was showing under her bathing suit.
And she took her shoes off. What's with the shoes off? And
she's a big girl. You know? No. They can't do it. Okay, guys, we're running short on time. So let's go right into our predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
I thought we were going to get to talk about Kirk Cameron.
We'll save Kirk Cameron for next week. I really don't want to talk about him right now. Because we're running out of time. Predictions for next week. Courtney, I'm going to start with you.
What's the prediction? What are you asking us?
Who's going to go home next week?
Okay.
It's really tough with who's left.
Actually, who do you think is going to be in the bottom two and who's going to go home?
Okay. I have a feeling that the bottom two will be Ditta. I just hate that name. I really hate the name.
I'm still trying to figure out where she gets it from.
Ditta Ritz. Ritz cracker. I don't like it. Okay, Ditta and Jiggly again. But I think that Jiggly is going to pull it out and we're going to be like, what?
Okay.
Like that. Just like that.
What?
Jackie, ladies.
I do think Ditta and Jiggly are going to be in the bottom too. But what? I think Jiggly's going to be on, not because she pulls some stunt, but because they like to keep her for drama purposes.
She's going to
do a cartwheel.
Service.
So over
and a backhand spring.
Say what?
Into
Cameron.
The
what?
No.
Who do you think?
I think it's going to be Jiggly and Fifi.
Jiggly bits everywhere.
I actually agree. I think Fifi's going to land somewhere in the bottom.
Because she's losing her character. She's losing her backbone because she realizes that all that shit talking was a waste of her time. And now she's getting scared because when she responded, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Stupid bitch.
See, I started to like Fifi for the first time this episode.
I liked her in the beginning.
Well, after I watched Untucked, I started to like her better. Mm.
Why? Because she read the girls the letter?
No, because...
Oh, don't even talk about that growing up and getting beaten up bullshit.
No, I don't fall for that kind of
stuff. Wow. Because we all got beat up, so...
We all had problems.
Actually, I didn't get beat up. I was the bully when I was
I never got beat up. I'm kidding.
Yeah, I got beat up by my family. Yeah, we beat everybody else up, but I got beat up by my family.
Okay, that's enough from Cameron. This is his sob story, so we'll leave that. Thanks again to Michelle
Visage. Oh
for
my
calling
God,
us.
Said it,
I said it right.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Ronnie, for getting us, Michelle. Thank you guys for joining us. And continue watching us on YouTube.
Bing.
Twitter, AfterBuzzTV.com, Facebook. Call us 424. You know the number.
Tweet us
256-1729.
Thank you, Courtney.
Stuart Starlet.
And Tomacava 777.
1-2-3 Jackie_
and we're out. Thank you guys. Tune in next week.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.